John and Teresa are in our studio once again for our Roastless and Technology Update show, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
All right. Well, yeah. So what's our subject today?
Well, I just thought we would talk again about what we do.
Good idea.
We do that every once in a while. Yep. And
refresh people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had someone come in, and they were from out of town. But she said, I'm not sure what you do, but do you do this? And so she was visiting someone and needed to print some stuff out, couldn't get hooked up to their printer. So she brought in her computer, and I put the stuff onto a flash drive and printed it out for her, and then emailed it to her so she could, because she had to sign the form.
Yep.
And then she had to send it in. So I emailed it to her, the signed form to her, and... Yeah.
Good. You know. Yeah, you do a lot of different things.
I do. Both of us do.
It's kind of a requirement. Instead of being a specialist on one area, like a lot of my college classmates are, you know, they work on just one thing all the time. We kind of have to be a general...
Jack of all trades.
Yeah, general practitioner out here.
Yeah. And, you know, when people say, well, can you do this? And my answer is usually, yeah. Yeah, we can do that. I can help you with
sometimes
that.
We have to figure out a few things, you know, but, you know, just deciphering.
Well, now things, not only computers, but things on phones, yes. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I've gone and helped people set up their new Fire Stick TV or, you know, things like that.
Anything with technology.
Right. And if I don't know how to do it, I usually can figure it out.
Yep, you're pretty smart.
Yeah, so what do we do? Well, we are a computer store, so we sell computers. We fix computers. We do cleanups.
You make your own computers.
We make our own computers.
I have one. It looks great. Yeah. It works great.
There you go.
Looks
That's
and
the
works
important
great.
Thing. So, yeah,
well,
we
put
do all
lights
that
on
stuff.
Some of them, don't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, you can make them fancy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of kids like to build their own computers for gaming. Yeah.
Yep, next one I get is going to have a lot of lights on it. Look like the fairway or the fair at the fair.
Yeah, yep. There you go. So we do all those things. You know, if something's not working, you bring it in. We work on PCs and Macs.
Laptops.
Laptops, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tablets. I've helped people with phones. We don't sell phones, and we don't fix like hardware. But
a broken phone screen, for instance, we don't do that anymore.
But if it's a you need to set up your email on your phone or whatever you might need to do, we can help with that. What else do we do in the shop? Well, we sell things like ink and flash drives and printers and whatever you might need that goes along with computers.
Right.
Lots and lots of cables.
Yep.
So that's kind of what we do in the shop. And I also do home visits. I do a lot of home visits to help people set things up, to get things working like they need to. I do, I teach people things. I, you know, give them assistance with different things that they might need assistance with. If their internet isn't working right or they can't get their printer to connect, all those kinds of things.
So always something, though, in technology that you run across, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's constantly evolving and changing. And I'm learning new things all the time.
All the time. Because things change fast, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. So,
what do you enjoy most about your job? I'm going to ask both of you that. In technology and having a computer store and stuff. What do you enjoy most about your job?
I like working with the people. I do. That's my favorite part of it. But I also like troubleshooting computers to figure out what's wrong. You know, you do your basic things, your basic cleanups and that kind of thing. But every once in a while, there's some weird issue that, you know, you have to pinpoint what it is, and it takes a lot of troubleshooting sometimes. And
best advice I ever got from both of you is, you know, when your computer's not running right or something's wrong, just restart it, shut it down, unplug it, start it back up. That usually takes care of a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
It really does. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Best advice you guys ever gave me. Maynard and I actually did it on this computer here this morning.
Yeah.
So Maynard goes, shut her down. Start her up. Works fine. Why is that, John? Why does that happen?
Well, you've got programs that use memory and don't let go of it, and then another program's trying to use some memory space, and just shutting it down and starting it just restarts everything if they're, you know, wherever they're hanging up. If there's a one app that's causing more trouble than you realize, it just cleans it up and starts fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you guys been in business?
Oh, boy. 1996.
Well, that's since John's been doing
computing
full-time. Yeah. Yeah.
I know you had your office in your home for a while.
Long time. Yeah.
You were tired of all the computer boxes in your living room.
I was.
It was about this time of year when you
kind of... Yeah, things were expanding and...
She put her foot down, John, and said...
Yeah, we had a living... Well, I had my office in the house, and the boxes of servers that were coming in, I was setting up for different businesses at the time, was spilling out into the living room and dining rooms. And we were hosting Thanksgiving. And
You're hosting Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And Teresa's like, no more.
We got to find a different solution for this. So, yeah.
Well, you've been in business a long time then.
So, and we've been at the store over 10 years.
Yeah.
On Main Street here.
I think that's when we first started doing the show, when you moved to the store, wasn't
it? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
But John does a lot of things that I don't do.
Okay, what is it, John? What do you do?
Well, I do a lot of the same things, except I kind of do them for businesses, you know, a little larger scale network building. That's my jam. And maintenance of networks and things like that. So doing that entails so many things, too. You know, you got... backup services. We do offsite backup. We have, I don't know, just network maintenance. There's a lot of things, you know, a lot of businesses out in this side of the state don't have the budget to have a full-time IT person. And depending on their needs, some of them really need a person around a lot. And so I kind of fill that gap there and work with them, and I'll come when I need to come. Otherwise I can do some stuff remotely. So we just like to work with businesses and get them running and keep them running smoothly.
Yep.
And that feeling of having a full backup, so if something catastrophic happens, you're covered. And that piece goes a long ways.
Yeah, it does.
Yep, for sure.
John does a lot of, the networking that he does involves, you know, setting up wireless networks in places so that you have Wi-Fi in the whole building.
Right, for the different employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Setting up computer communications through a server for security or for just holding data at a central location.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing that, you know, a lot of the modern businesses really like that.
Right.
You know, they like to have their own cloud maybe, things mm-hmm. like that.
Well, a lot of different things you guys do, and it's always good to refresh that.
Yeah.
Let people know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you have a computer question, I know who I call.
Indeed.
Yep.
And if you don't know if we do it, just ask, and I'll probably say yes.
Well, when we get down to the show, I do have a question that we need to go in my office, so I got to show you. So.
Okay.
Very good. Just yesterday I was in an office, and they said, hey, you want to look at this? This is something that we had 10 years ago, and we're still trying to use it, but I don't know how to. And I'm like, well, sure, I'll take a look at that. And that's probably what my afternoon is going to entail, you know, helping them revive some older technology had for a system. And
good. Well, maybe we'll talk about my question on the show next week.
Maybe.
Perhaps. It's a little teaser to people who listen. So. All right, where are you located, and how can people get a hold of you if they have any questions?
Well, you could come and see us at our Main Street Madison store right across from United Prairie Bank. You can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
And check out their store on Main Street Madison. It's awesome.
Yes, it is.
The little red table's still there?
It is.
Been there since day one?
Yes, it has.
All right. Don't ever sell it. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
John Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.